And when I was thinking about this talk, to me there's a lot of context that's always important. And, you know, I could go back to like the history of like the labor movement and the student movement for the last 10 years, the history of resistance against the Tory government. I just felt like there are all of these sort of, all of this history that is really important to understand the current climate in Ontario, but maybe in the question period that may come up, and otherwise I'll just assume people have that. And I really want to start with June 16th of last year, which is when a group of people came out at a general assembly called for by the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty. And the call was to build an alliance of people across sectors, across communities, across geographical locations, to wage an effective struggle against the Tory government in Ontario. And hundreds of people showed up and formed the Ontario Common Front, which basically was formed under the principles of being like on the offensive and confrontational against the Tory policies, engaging in a campaign of direct action and specifically economic disruption, making it impossible for the Tory government to conduct business as usual. And that's been the provincial Tories' sort of catchphrase since they got into power. They openly said that they don't listen to protests and that they don't care about quote-unquote special interest groups like people living in poverty, dying in the streets, natives being like shut off their land. They care about business as usual. And so the goal was very much to try to stop business as usual in Ontario and make it impossible for the Tories and their supporters to continue to function. The other big factor in this was that we needed in Ontario like a more coordinated campaign, a decentralized campaign. OCAP has a history of, they have a big reputation as being confrontational, and even this talk is the OCAP recap. And one of the things in Ontario that needs to happen is that people need to take political responsibility and take the, you know, in terms of organizing against the Tory government, and that is both taking the credit for good work that they're doing and also taking some of the heat off OCAP. OCAP is an organization that does direct action advocacy casework for people like anti-poverty and like anti-poverty casework and casework for people facing immigrant and refugee problems. And this campaign and the general fight against the Tory government has really taken a lot of their energy and a lot of resources. So this assembly was, I think, built as a way to form a stronger campaign in Ontario against the Tories, and that hopefully will be part of a longer-lasting strategy. And with the economic disruption idea, like, I think that's essential to like an effective fight against like against capitalism. But I think in that, what one needs is the support of labor and the support of workers. And at the beginning, we did have that. There were a lot of rank and file that were out and part of the campaign, and the bureaucrats sort of, there's like this sort of, they acquiesce, there's a lot of pressure, and so there's this very, like, maybe the guilty, like, support that the bureaucrats in the organized labor movement had for the Common Front campaign. Not surprisingly, September 11th, lots of other things, but specifically September 11th gave the labor bureaucracy a really good excuse to back down, and the rank and file was really focused on like internal struggles and was also really absent from the rest of the campaign. And so that, and September 11th itself, the anti-terrorist rhetoric, et cetera, et cetera, and also Mike Harris's announcement the day before October 16th that he was resigning, all changed the dynamic of the Common Front campaign to some degree. And what we saw was a lot of communities that didn't necessarily engage in economic disruption or even direct action. There was a lot of protests and demonstrations, but with the exceptions of Toronto, that there may be a couple of other smaller communities. Economic disruption really wasn't at the forefront. It was a lot of protests. And so I think if you want to measure the success of the campaign in terms of did we really disrupt business as usual in Ontario, I would have to say no. But to me, what it's really important to look at the successes that we did have. And the first thing was that it was the October 16th was the first massive street protest since September 11th. And I think a lot of people were really happy to be able to be back on the streets and to say that we're not going to stop, we're not going to like the war against poor people is still happening, and so we need to keep fighting it regardless of this environment. But more importantly, I would say what happened was we built like a really strong network within Ontario, and what feels like a good link and good solidarity between Ontario and Quebec. And to me, they're really important, as I said, in terms of the work that OCAP has done, trying to have other people take on the responsibility for fighting against capitalism and doing anti-poverty work, and also fighting on a broader scale against neoconservative capitalist imperialism. The Common Front was a really important tool. It was good in terms of skill sharing, in terms of learning ways to decentralize resources and knowledge. And, you know, for that, to me, it was a tremendous success, and we need to keep going with that. Basically, I would say, October 16th was for sure the central point. That was where people were focused. There's no question about it. And yet I think even with that, to me anyway, October 16th wasn't the sort of demo where it's just people call for it in a city and then everybody converges, does action for a couple of hours and leaves. There were, you know, meetings planning in advance happened with members from a lot of different communities, and even in Toronto during the actions, people from across Ontario and Quebec took a lot of responsibility and put things into place. Like court support was organized at the last minute by people from Guelph and New York, because it was just something Toronto doesn't necessarily always do and didn't have the resources for. And to me, the presence of having people from Quebec in Toronto was phenomenal. Like, I can't imagine what the action would have been without the Montreal and Quebec buses. And I don't want to perpetuate what some people refer to as the myth of Montreal, that is all the militant people locked up and ready to get it on with the cops, and that's what makes a demo. But I do think that in Montreal, at least, I don't know the dynamics of Quebec as well, there's a different level of confrontation that you guys typically engage in, which is really good, and different skills or different ideas around confronting the police and also doing marches, and that really helped. Even the fact that in the park, in the morning, it was like the buses from Montreal that didn't actually allow themselves to be searched, whereas a lot of people in Toronto sort of, you know, begrudgingly let the police search them or whatever. A lot of people from Toronto had already backed off and didn't want to engage in any kind of direct action or confrontation. So having people from Montreal and Quebec was really important, as well as having people at the table and organizing and planning things, just with a diversity of opinions and ways to do stuff. Saying that, right? I obviously recognize the irony that I'm saying that in English in Montreal. And I think one of the big problems, or one of the things that in Ontario we really need to do is get our shit together in terms of recognizing that if we're going to be working with people from Quebec, we need to have things in place that we didn't have, like people there that speak French to meet buses, especially if there's going to be riot cops surrounding you. People doing legal support work and court support work in French. And, I mean, to me, it definitely solidified the commitment I have to learning how to work in French. And I hope that in Ontario, what I'd like to see is a strengthening of the relationship we've built between Ontario and Quebec. And that definitely requires a lot of work in Ontario in terms of getting our shit together and doing solid, being reciprocal in the relationships we've built. But the fall campaign wasn't just October 16th, and I know Susan's going to speak a bit about Ottawa. So I want to just speak very briefly about what happened in some of the smaller communities. Guelph is a pretty small town, and the problems we face in organizing are really different than that of a big city. And there are a lot of small cities that got involved at the Common Front. Belleville, Kitchener-Waterloo, Peterborough all had some form of action. And for Guelph, it was the first time that we had a street action. A large street demonstration with direct action and attempts at doing economic disruption in 5 or 6 years. And I mean, we can organize a bus, we can organize 200 people to bus down 6 hours to go to a demo or something, but we can't necessarily organize a good march or solid direct action. And the campaign, I think, was definitely a way for people to share skills and gain more confidence in their own communities. And to me, that's what I've taken home the most after the sort of fall campaign. A lot of momentum was lost, and people, you know, were pretty burnt out and need to get their shit together in a lot of ways. But a lot of the smaller communities, it was a focal organizing point. And like, there are solid groups organizing right now, like in Queens and Kingston. You know, they've been occupying the president's office, and the people doing that are people that were working with the Common Front. And Belleville is doing the next Common Front meeting. Belleville is this tiny community that's like had very little experience with activism and action. So to me, our next step is to figure out ways that we can create not just local pockets of resistance, but coordinated actions against the Tories and against capitalism in general that can draw on each other's sort of support and share skills. And I think that's the other thing, actually, with the network between Montreal and Ontario was not just the solidarity, not just the specific set of skills that you bring, but linking up the fact that it's not just about Mike Harris. I mean, he's gone, it doesn't matter. It's not just about the Tories. It's about like a global capitalist regime that we're fighting against. And I hope that we can continue to build that. On February 9th and 10th, there's a meeting that it's sort of the Ontario Common Front, where do we go from here kind of meeting. And I know one of the things is going to be, how can we maintain these networks and how can we sort of build a more cohesive, coordinated campaign in Ontario against like the neo-capitalism, and also very specifically what kind of a platform are we going to put forward. And people are talking of having a very pointed platform of $10 minimum wage, 30-hour work week, increases to welfare, better housing, like very specific points that we can organize around. And the other thing that we're organizing around is the Tory convention. There's a leadership race, and on the 23rd of March, that's when they're going to elect the new leaders of the Ontario Progressive Conservatives, and so that's going to be sort of our next focal action point. But I do hope that it goes beyond that into like realizing we're going to have to confront the Liberals when they get into power at the next election, and we're going to have to build a more sustainable, like cohesive movement across Ontario, across Quebec, and elsewhere to fight against capitalism. And I really hope that we can continue in the networks and the links that we've made between Quebec and Ontario to